Christmas now. This is when we see all the angels dancing in the sky above. Just for us, it's Christmas Day. Something to believe in. I believe the love that we feel for each other is His gift to us, and nothing will keep us apart if we love with a Christmas heart. It's Christmas now. This is when the eyes of our children search into these eyes of ours. How sweet they are. What kind of world each other, we still can learn from God. What a way to live, what a place to start. Bless us, please, with a Christmas heart. This heart will share, so those who count upon us can know we love and know we care.
Clap our hands for Jesus today. Amen. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. What a wonderful, wonderful post-Christmas day. Amen. Celebrating the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Truly, we come to lift up the name of Jesus today because he's worthy of all of our praise. Amen. Let's lift his name today as we stand at the church house. Amen. Give him praise today. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. 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 Come on, help me. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. 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 Can't sing right until you come, yeah, in this place. We can't sing right until you come, Lord, in this place. Can't sing right until you come, Lord, in this place. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. Can't pray right until you come, Lord, in this place. Can't pray right until you come, Lord, in this place. We can't pray right until you come, Lord, in this place. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. One more time. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, you welcome in this praise. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus today. Amen. Let us pray with Dr. Kimmel as he come, and then we'll be back with our scripture for the morning. Amen.
Father, we come once again to thank you
Thank you, Lord.
You are the reason for the season.
Yes.
Father, there's no better gift that we have received that you send your only begotten Son to die on the old rugged cross for our sin. And we want to say thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
You didn't have to do it, but you did anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he came, Father, he came to give us joy.
Yes.
He came to give us eternity. He came for our sin.
Thank you, Lord.
You and I was doing here to save us.
Praise
God. There's no greater name than Jesus.
My Lord.
We said thank you, Father.
Thank you.
For all you have done.
Mm-hmm.
Father, no greater blessing that we can give to our brothers and sisters to go out here and tell them about your Son.
Thank you, Lord.
How he died on that old cross. For we to have this day to rejoice in it and be glad in it.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father, for the weather that you have gave us.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for bringing us from all from last year to this year.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father, for the pastor that you put in this church. Bless him from the crown of from his head all the way down to the bottom of his
come,
feet.
Holy Spirit.
Bless his companion, Father. Bless his children, Father. Yeah. Bless his family, Father. Only you can bless them.
Mm-hmm.
Father, bless everyone out here under my little weak voice this morning, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Somebody needs you for one thing, some need you for another
yes,
thing. But
yes.
Father, we know this is a great season
mm-hmm.
that you have blessed us with.
Thank you.
We
Lord.
Want to say thank you.
Thank you.
For all you have done and what you're about to do.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for allowing us to come out to New Hope one more time.
Thank you.
To praise you one more time, Father.
Mm-hmm.
We ask you in the name of Jesus, Father, give this pastor a blessed, a special word for us, Father, this morning.
Mm-hmm.
That only you can give to him, Father, that you can allow him to spread to us.
Bless
we
Lord.
Want to say thank you, Father.
Thank you.
For allowing him to be here for all these years and blessing us mm-hmm. one more time on another Christmas.
Come, Lord,
that you didn't have to do it, but we just want to say thank you, Father,
thank
for him.
You. Thank you.
Thank you for all you have done, Father.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus, I pray. I say amen to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen, amen. Let's praise God one more time. Hallelujah. Thank you. All right. Amen, amen. Our scripture lesson going to be found in the Gospel of John, chapter 1. The Gospel of John, chapter 1. Amen. And also, Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. Amen. John chapter 1, verse 1 through 12. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things was made by him, and without him was nothing, was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, name was John. The same came for a witness of that light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become sons of God, even to them that believed on his name. Amen. That was the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. And there in Isaiah chapter 9, one verse there, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Thank you. You might be seated. Give our youth choir a hand as they come at this time. Praise God.
put your hands together. Come on, come on, put your hands together. Come on, come on, put your hands together. Come on, who got the praise?
We got the praise.
Who we gonna give it to?
Jesus.
Who got the praise?
We got the praise.
Who we gonna give it to?
Jesus.
Who got the praise?
We got the praise.
Praise God. Jesus is the reason for the season. Amen. How many believe that today? Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus is the reason for the season. I don't know about you, but I come this morning to bless the Lord. Amen. For such a wonderful gift that we received at Christmas time. That is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I think that deserves a praise right there. Amen. Amen. The greatest gift that we ever could receive was from our Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus the Christ. Amen. We give you all honor and praises today to our Heavenly Father and to Dr. Kimball. To all of the mothers, officers, ushers, saints, and friends, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. To all of you who are listening in, we welcome you to our broadcast today. Amen. We say to you, happy post-Christmas. Amen. Christmas is on yesterday. And again, we celebrated the birth of Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't know what you got for Christmas, but I just thank God for life, health, and strength. Hallelujah. Amen. That's a blessing right there. All right. Let me inform you that our New Year's Eve service will be virtual only. It will be virtual only. Amen. They will be airing it on New Year's Eve. Because of the virus, we didn't want to take a chance because it's kind of hard to control the traffic coming in and out. Amen. You don't know who's coming from where. Amen. So we decided to go virtual with our New Year's Eve service. Amen. So we ask that you tune in on New Year's Eve. Amen. For our service. I don't know if it's going to start at 10 o'clock or what time. But anyway, you can catch it New Year's Eve if you would like to be a part of our New Year's Eve service. All right. And as the virus is on a rise, we are encouraging you to get vaccine. Amen. Get your shots. Get your booster. Amen. Wear your mask. Amen. Because things are getting worse. And because of now these Christmas gatherings and New Year's gatherings, it's probably going to get even worse. So to protect yourself, man, just make sure that you do all you can to protect yourself and to protect others. All right. Thank you so very much. Once again, this is our Youth Sunday. We thank God for them getting up so early in the morning. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much for being here. Amen. Again, we thank all of you as we wind down this year for your commitment, dedication, and all of your service, your giving, and whatever capacity that you have done. So we appreciate you so much, and we're saying to you that we have great expectation that God's going to do new things, amen, in 2022. Amen. Anybody got that expectation? God is going to do new things, amen, in 2022. Praise God. All right. Keep all of those that are on our prayer and concern list. Amen. Pray for Reverend Guyton and family. They will be traveling to New Orleans for the homegoing ceremony of his wife on the 29th there in New Orleans at St. Stephen's Baptist Church. So please keep Reverend Guyton and his family in your prayers. Pray for Dr. Robin Tucker and Jesse Tucker. Her husband's father passed on yesterday. So please keep them lifted in prayer, if you will. Pray for Elder Leon Bradshaw, his niece Linda, there in Detroit. She had a heart attack. So let's keep lifted in prayer, if you will. Pray for Sister Erica Harrison. She has the COVID. Amen. So let's pray that she will recover. All right. Pray for Sister Ernestine Clark. They had the homegoing service of her sister. And also pray for her because she's going through chemotherapy and radiation treatment. So keep her lifted in prayer. Deacon Griffin's father. Pray for Brother Glenn Bonner, who had a stroke and is recovering. Brother Groucho White, that had a stroke. Sister Angie Smith, that had a stroke. Keep them in your prayers. Keep the Stewart family in your prayers. Sister Beverly Scott, who has breast cancer. Reverend James, who's recovering. And also Sister Karen Armstrong. Keep her lifted in prayer. She's recovering also. And all of those that are on our prayer and concern list, let's keep them lifted in prayer. Pray for those who are traveling that they will get back home safely, that God will give them traveling grace. Amen. But we believe that prayer still works. Praise God. All right, as we move on, we're going to hear some more music now coming from our youth choir. Let's give them a hand as they come. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Let the redeemed cry holy. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. We thank our young folks. Amen. Being so energetic this early in the morning. Amen. Lifting up the name of Jesus. Amen. Let the redeemed cry holy. Amen. All right. Our lesson today is going to be coming out of the Gospel of John chapter 1. Amen. John chapter 1. Amen. I want to lift one verse from there. Verse number 12. Amen. Then we'll be going over to Proverbs. And we'll finish up in Isaiah. Amen. The Gospel of John chapter 1 verse 12. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Over in the book of Proverbs chapter 23 verse 26 says, my son, give me thine heart, let thy eye observe my ways. And as we end up our series on Isaiah 9 and 6, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Thank you. You might be seated. Praise God. Thank you, ushers. We thank God for just another opportunity. Amen. To say a word. Father, we thank you right now as we come before you. We pray that I would just take these lips of clay of mine, use them for your glory. Preach a word through me, dear Lord, that your people might hear to know your will and know your way. Bless us in all of our efforts here as we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. We entitled this Preparing for Christmas. Amen. Preparing for Christmas. We know that Christmas has passed. Amen. But I'm just wondering how many really prepared themselves for Christmas, for the birth of Jesus Christ. Amen. This is the time of year when everyone starts getting ready for Christmas. The stores are packed with people buying gifts. Elevators are filled with instrumental Christmas favorites. Those boxes are packed away month ago, are brought out, and all of that lovely Christmas stuff is put out. The house are decorated with lights and trimmings. Yards become the showcase of Christmas splendor. What do you do to prepare for Christmas? In some house, there is a mass cleaning effort. The whole house is clean from top to bottom to get everything in tip-top shape. Before any decorations can be put out, the whole house gets a good cleaning. When the cleaning is complete, the house needs to be arranged for the decorations. The living room gets completely changed for the Christmas tree and all of the other decorations. Bookshelves are moved. Everyday decorations are put away. The whole house is giving a new look in preparations for decorations. After all of the proper arrangement has been made, the decorations come out and everything begins to take place on the look of Christmas. The tree is set up with lights and stunned from top to bottom, and ornaments are smattered all over the branches, are scattered all over the branches. Various other trimmings make their appearance around the house. When all of this is done, the work of preparation is nearly finished. The final preparations for Christmas revolves around the gifts. Lists are created of certain wants or special needs, and the shopping begins. Multiple trips are made to various stores and shopping centers. Of course, it wouldn't be Christmas without four or five trips to the mall. The shopping is done so that we can give and receive gifts on Christmas Day. All of this is a great illustration of how God wants us to prepare ourselves for Christmas. When we truly prepare for Christmas, there is a personal cleaning. When we truly prepare for Christmas, there is a new arrangement of our priorities. When we truly prepare for Christmas, there is declaring of the heart. When we truly prepare for Christmas, there is a receiving and giving of gifts. The cleaning of the heart. The Word of God tells us there, amen, in Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. The word blessed literally means happy in the ordinary Greek term. From this statement of Jesus, we see that the pure in heart are the happy in heart. Why? Simply because they will one day see God. Now, this sounds really simple, doesn't it? Because all that you need is a pure heart. I don't know about you, but there are a lot of days when my heart seems more polluted than pure. I still get angry when someone cuts me off when I'm driving on the highway. I get frustrated when my best plans come unrevealed. I still lose my temper over stupid and insignificant problems. I still get jealous when I hear of others whose achievements outshine my own. Maybe none of this applies to you. Maybe you aren't like me and you have you're completely together in your life. Maybe you have no problems with this pure in heart issue. But for those of you who are like me and still struggle with being pure in heart, I have a question. How can we become pure in heart? What do we have to do? I have some extremely bad news for you. There is nothing you can do to make your heart pure. The good news is that God is the one who cleansed the heart. And all that you need to do is ask him to do it. David asked God for this exact thing. In Psalms 51 and 10, he says, create in me a pure heart and renew a right spirit within me. God granted David's request and gave him a clean heart. He can do the same for you and for me. All we need to do is just go to him and ask. The arrangements of priority. The Word of God tells us in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Amen. And a central part of preparing for Christmas involves rearranging, just as we arrange our homes, schedules, and other aspects of our lives for Christmas. God wants us to arrange our hearts for Christmas. He desires for you to make more room for his son in the room of your heart. When we make this extra room in the heart, God blesses us with more of Christ. It is then that the blessings of God began to rapidly flow into our lives and overflow into the lives of others. When we put Christ first in the center of our lives, everything else comes together. When Jesus made the statement of seeking the kingdom of God first, he was given an antidote for worry. Jesus makes it clear that if we are succeed in life, our focus must be on God first. Amen. Because he has promised that he will supply our every need. We become so busy celebrating the season that we totally miss the reason for the season. when we become centered on shopping for the right gifts and forget to tell others of God's perfect gift. We are not prepared for Christmas until our priorities are in line. Amen. We need to decorate our hearts. Amen. What does God do to decorate a heart? Amen. He says, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove you from your heart and stone and give you a heart of flesh. God decorates a heart by getting the old and creating something new. Amen. He guts out the old and he creates something new. When he decorates a heart, he must have complete control over your whole life. Far too often, we only give God partial control and we only allow him to make the changes that we approve of. Amen. God's desire is to take your life and make it even more beautiful. God wants to add value to your life. God wants to only, amen, he wants not only wants to do the best thing for you in your life, but he wants to do greater things for you in your life. However, we wait for you to give him permission. Amen. He's not going to just come right in. He waits, amen, for you to give him permission to work on you. God desires to decorate your life with the blessings and give you something completely new. I wonder how many want something new today in your life, because the word tells us if any man be in Christ, that he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And over in Isaiah, the word tells us, I want to do a new thing. Amen. Amen. In your life. In Jeremiah. Jesus. Amen. When you begin to understand the great gift of God and receiving and giving of gift, the receiving of gift in John 1 and 12, yet to all who receive him, to those whom believe in his name, he gave them the right to become children of God. What a gift, what a gift. John speaks of those who receive Christ. The Greek meaning of the word receive means to welcome or to accept. John is making it clear that we are to welcome Christ into our lives. This receiving is not just part or some of our life, but rather it is for every area of our lives. Amen. Your walk, your talk, whatever, amen, move that you make, it should be moving over into where God can direct it. Christ must also, amen, give you whatever you need in order for you to be able to deal with any situation that you go through. To believe in the name of Jesus means to put faith in him as a person and in what he represents. The simple act is life-changing, life-transforming, because we become children of God. Amen. God has given us an incredible gift. By faith in Christ, we can become children of God. When we accept Christ, we are ushered into God's family. John says, to Christ, we are given the right to become children of God. Amen. Those are shouting words right there. Because now we are adopted by God. Amen. We get his name. We can, amen, have his inheritance because we are now children of God. Literally, we are given permission to join God's family. By faith in Christ, we become a part of eternity. Our citizenship is changed. We gain an interest in heaven. Our position in life is changed. We gain a dwelling place in heaven. Divine grace from God the Father. Oh, brothers and sisters, what a gift, what a gift. All of these gifts come from above. The giving of the gift, one of the greatest joy of Christmas, is found in giving. It is indeed better to give than to receive. I don't always enjoy shopping or wrapping up gifts, but I love to give the gifts. The same may be true for you. You love to watch others tear through the wrappings. You love to watch their faces light up. You love to hear the words, "It's just what I wanted." It might surprise you, brothers and sisters, but this applies in Christ as well. There is a great joy when you give a gift to Christ. What does Christ want from you? Well, Proverbs 23 and 26 tells us, "My child, give me your heart and let your eyes keep to my ways." The greatest gift you can give to Christ is yourself. So, where are you with your preparation for Christmas? There are some areas of your heart that needs to be cleaned. Maybe you need a man to rearrange some things to make more room for Christ in your life. Perhaps your heart is fairly barren and needs some of God's blessings for decorations. Have you received the gift of Christ? Amen. The gift that Christ has for you. And that is his only, amen, begotten son. And so, my brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but some are concentrating on what they got for Christmas. But I'm concentrating on what God has given me for Christmas. For he's given me Jesus, and he's better than Ford. He has better ideas. He's given me, amen, things like Coke. He is the real thing. He has given me, amen, life as a Pan Am rider. He makes the going great. He has given me, amen, relief with Bell aspirins. He works wonders in my life. He has given me General Electric. He lights my path. He has given me Hallmark cards. He cares enough to send his very best. He has given me slowpoke sucker. He lasts a long time. He has given me a man like Pepsi. He's got a lot to give. He has given me like Tide. A man, he gets the stains out the others leave behind. He has given me VO5 hairspray. He holds through all kinds of weather. He has given me the gift like Standard Oil. You expect more and you get more. He has given me the gift of Irish soap. He's 100% pure. He has given me, amen, relief of Alka-Seltzer. You try him, you'll like him. He has given me the things of Sears Roebuck. He has everything that I need. He has given me, amen, soap to clean me up like Dial soap. Aren't you glad you know him? Don't you wish everybody else did? He has given me a great joy, like Frosted Flakes. He's great in my life. I don't know about you, but I make preparations to receive my gift because I realize that God so loved me that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I wonder, were you prepared? Amen, for Christmas. Were you prepared to receive the greatest gift in your life? The one who walks with you, the one who talks with you, the one who tells you that you are his own. I wonder, have you received this gift to know that you've got healing in your body, that he can deliver you from any situation? Have you made preparation to receive this gift? Amen, a God-given gift that will make you happy, that will give you joy, that will give you peace. Have you received this greatest gift? For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Are you prepared for this great gift? Some of you are concentrated on the physical gift or material gift. But I got news for you. It will only last for but a little while. we get these material gifts and we give them to kids. And many times they play with them one day, and after that they're in the corner somewhere and they never pick them up again. But I'm talking about Jesus. When you receive him, amen, he'll be with you every day of 365 days in a year. If you get Jesus in your life, you will have bread from heaven. If you get Jesus in your life, you will have a light that shines so bright. If you get Jesus in your life, you will have the answer to all of your problems. If you get Jesus in your life, he'll make a way out of no way. I wonder how many today is prepared for the greatest gift in your life. I don't know about you today, but I wouldn't be looking, amen, so much at material gifts. I would be looking at that spiritual gift from God. God that provides everything that we need. So today, I ask you the question, are you prepared for that gift in your life? You know, many times when we don't make preparations for something, when we get it, we don't know what to do with it. We don't know how to cherish it. We don't know how to handle it. But when you make preparations to receive it, then you're able to make the best out of that gift. So many times children are not prepared for gifts, and when they get them, they break them before the day is over. And many times, you know, that's the way we are with the gift of God. We come to church, we give God our hearts, and we get baptized. But if we haven't been prepared, we have the tendency to lay Jesus aside, or we pick him up every now and then. Just like we do some of our toys, you know. Every now and then we'll pick them up and we'll play with them. Because we haven't been prepared. We really don't know the value of the gift. So I say to you today, whatever the Lord has blessed you with, don't waste it. Put it to the fullest use that you can. That you can be a blessing to somebody else. Amen. God bless you. We hope that those was encouraging words to you this morning. Amen. That as we receive this great gift, that we use it for the best, to the best of our ability. As we stand in the church, maybe there's somebody that don't know Christ and needs to be saved today. We want to offer Christ to you. Come give me a hand and give God your heart. Maybe there's some of you here today that haven't made up in your mind what you're going to do. I want to encourage you. You make the steps to get to Jesus. You will get the proper training. You get the proper instructions. You get the proper word that Jesus will be the center of your life. And maybe you're at home or you're riding in your car. I want to offer Christ to you also. Don't let it be said that you missed out on the greatest gift that you could ever get. I want you to pray this prayer with me. If you want to receive Jesus as your personal Savior, say, dear Lord, I come to thee, a sinner that needs to be saved. Forgive me, Lord, for all of my sins. Take me and own me as your child. Thank you, Jesus, for saving my soul. Now, Lord, stir up the gift that is in me. that I might do your holy will. If you prayed that prayer today, you are saved. I say to you to get into a Bible-believing church where you can grow and mature in the Word of God. Amen. As we get ready for our altar call, maybe perhaps if you've got a list that you want to present to the Lord. He simply says, casting all your cares upon me because I care for you. God is willing to take away your pain. He's willing to heal your body. But he says you must ask and it shall be given. So we come to him in prayer, asking him, seeking him, knocking on the door for him to work out our situation. Perhaps maybe it's not you. Maybe it's a loved one. Maybe it's a family member. Maybe it's a neighbor. Or maybe even your enemy. It's time to go to God in prayer. If you read the book of Psalms, David was always asking God to handle his enemies. Come on, somebody. Amen. So if you got some enemies, put them in God's hands. Amen. All right, let us pray. As you pray, amen. Exercise your faith as an intercessor to bless somebody. Dear Heavenly Father, we come at this time, first of all, Master, to say thank you for all that you've done for us. We realize that you are our Heavenly Father. You created us in your image. You know about our bodies. You know about our situations. So, God, we coming to you today, say, Lord, please have mercy upon us for those situations, those things that are setting us back. We pray that you would step in and move it right now. Let your Holy Spirit, first of all, clean up our hearts. We come, amen, asking you to forgive us for our sins. And we're praying, dear Master, that you will heal the land. We come to bring every situation, whether large or small, to put them in your hands because we know there's nothing too hard for you. Oh, Heavenly Father, have mercy upon our situations today. Move on those who are sick today. Heal in the name of Jesus. We pray for comfort for the bereaved family, Lord. Touch them. Amen. Some got close to Christmas and they was not able to wake up on Christmas morning. Be with those families, Lord. Comfort them. Those that has the coronavirus, we praying that thou would please, Lord, heal them, comfort them, Lord. I'm praying for my sister today who has the virus in New York, Lord. We pray that you touch her body, heal her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. All of those, dear Lord, that your people are intercessing for right now, whatever the situation might be, we pray that you would move right now. Handle it, Lord. You can do things that we can't do. And so we come to you, Lord. We lay it all at your feet. Say, Lord, please have mercy upon us. Grant us your grace. We pray it right now because we realize your grace is sufficient. Bless us now in all of our efforts as we go to and for. Protect us, Lord, that as we get close to the end of the year, we pray, dear Lord, that thou would protect us, keep us safe, that we might enter into a brand new year. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you so much. Amen. Give another hand clap to our youth choir. Thank you so much, our musicians, directors, our ministers, our officers. Amen. Our ushers, praise God for them today. Thank you. Sound technician, thank you so much. All of you that are here, we praise God for you. And all of you that are listening, thank you so much for listening to our broadcast. Amen. If there's nothing else, amen, we pray that you will continue having a Merry Christmas. Amen. That you will be blessed. And if I don't see you, have a happy, happy New Year. Amen. And be safe. Wear your mask. Watch going to those parties because, amen, you don't know what you might be catching. Amen. So praise God. We look forward to seeing you back here on next Sunday. God bless you. Everybody say, everybody say, everybody say, amen, amen, everybody say, everybody say, everybody say, amen, amen, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sweet communion of his Holy Spirit, rest, through and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. Let every heart say, God bless you. We love you. Have a great, great day and great week. Amen. Amen.